Chapter 2. How bad is it, Doc? How you breathe is an indicator of your longevity and quality of life. The health of your body is reflected in the way you breathe. Change the way you breathe, and there will automatically be positive changes in your longevity and quality of life. Worried? You should be. Poor breathing puts you at higher risk for a slew of diseases and problems. The renowned Framingham study, which has followed the health of 5,209 men and women and their descendants over three generations, presents persuasive evidence that the most significant factor in health and longevity is how well one breathes. The complete study can be accessed at the National Institute of Health's database. Which one or more of these resonates with you? Number 1, cognitive problems. Unbalanced oxygen and a stress-inducing style of breathing make concentration difficult and cause problems with memory and can even change your brain. Number 2, emotional health. Both depression and anxiety are worsened by shallow, erratic breathing. Number 3, pain. Whether it's injury pain or fibromyalgia, if it hurts and you breathe badly, it's going to hurt more and longer. Number 4, back issues. Whether it's cervical spine, lower back, or neck and shoulders issue, if you aren't breathing well, it's directly affecting your spine health. Number 5, low energy. Bad breathing lessens the body's ability to deliver oxygen to the cells. The cells get stressed and they have to prioritize survival over growth. Number 6, hypertension. Suboptimal breathing may contribute to hypertension. When you breathe badly, the blood vessels constrict, which can lead to higher blood pressure, and which can in turn make the heart work harder. In effect, people with high blood pressure who were made to breathe slower several minutes a day saw their blood pressure drop. Number 7, acidity. Faster breathing results in respiratory alkalosis. This, in turn, snowballs into a slew of medical disorders that can be long-term and serious. Number 8, digestive woes. Optimally, your breathing muscles stimulate...